This is WHYY. I'm Robin Bloom with highlights from this week's Entertainment Guide. The Independent Seaport Museum commemorates the 100th anniversary of the end of the Great War with a focus on the role of the cruiser Olympia. World War I, USS Olympia opens this weekend with an examination of the oldest steel warship afloat in the world, launched in 1892. Having served in the Spanish-American War on coastal patrol as a ship escort and on intervention, peacekeeping, and humanitarian missions, the cruiser Olympia transported the unknown soldier back to the United States. Decommissioned in 1922, the ship is a National Historic Landmark and has been part of Independent Seaport Museum since 1996, docked on the Delaware River on Penn's Landing. Step aboard the ship and see what life was like for the naval personnel who lived on the cruiser Olympia. The annual Art for the Cash Poor takes place this weekend with the opportunity to meet the over 100 exhibiting artists and to purchase artwork at bargain prices, with a vast array of media all for under $199, plus block party-style entertainment including live music, food, and more at the Crane Arts Building in Philadelphia. The African American Museum in Philadelphia celebrates its 40th anniversary with a groundbreaking two-gallery exhibition showcasing four decades of collecting works by some of the country's top black visual artists. Philaesthetic features works on paper, paintings, mixed media, and sculpture, many of which were made at the height of the Black Arts Movement, pulled from the museum's collection through September 17th. For these events and many more, visit the Entertainment Guide online at newsworks.org/guide. I'm Robin Bloom.